Last evening, the Santa Ana Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting. That was held in the High School Media Center that began at 5 p.m. Superintendent Adam Putoff updated the board on school projects, communicating that the middle school HVAC and elementary playground project are still on schedule and are projected to be completed by early to mid-August. He also highlighted that carpet in the high school classrooms has been installed, and they are currently working on painting classrooms and hallways within the high school as well. Out at the football field, the sidewalk has been completed on the west end of the football field that allows visitors to walk along that sidewalk as they make their way to the visitor side bleachers. Lunch prices and student fees are remaining the same as previous years. K through 8 lunch prices are $2.20. High school lunches are $2.30. Student fees for students in grades kindergarten through fourth grade are $50. Our middle school, fifth grade through eighth, are $45. And then high school fees are dependent upon the classes that they take. Also, sport ticket prices for sporting events will remain at $7 a game for high school sports and $5 a game for middle school. St. Henry is also continuing to offer student passes for all middle school and high school sports for the entire year at $50. Treasurer Jen Bruns highlighted the fiscal year end of 2024 recap of the general fund, cafeteria fund, and utility reports. She also spoke to the fiscal year 2025 property and liability insurance policy, while also providing an update on federal grants. The board approved the following donations: $2,181.82 from Honda for the Lego League, $2,000 from the Athletic Boosters to the baseball account, $500 from the Grand Lake Baseball to the baseball account, and $5,000 from Ernst Sporting Goods to the athletic department. The board approved lunch prices for the 24-25 school year as follows: K through 8 lunch prices, $2.20. High school student lunch prices, $2.30. Adult lunches, $3.20. Reduced price, 40 cents. And extra milk, 40 cents. The board approved workbook and technology fees for the 24-25 school year as follows: K through 4, $50. 5 through 8, $45. And then high school per course. Also, a technology fee for students in grades 9 through 12 is $60. The board approved fiscal year 25 federal grant allocations and federal spending plans as follows: Title 6B, special education, $208,524.74. Title 4A, student support, $10,000. Early childhood special education, $8,980.32. Title 2A, supporting effective instruction, $10,000. $476.86. The board approved student activity budgets and purpose statements for the 24-25 school years as follows: High school student council, the elementary art fund, and yearbook. The board also approves the fundraisers for those organizations. A yearbook will be selling ads and yearbooks. Eighth grade will be having their candy sale. The elementary art fund will continue to do the art to remember, and the high school student council the Tis the Season and Homecoming tickets. The board approved athletic ticket prices for the 24-25 school year as presented. The board approved the athletic training contract with Rehabilitative Services from July 2024 through June of 2025. The board approved athletic official pay rates, athletic event worker pay rates, and athletic site manager coverage stipends for the 24-25 school year. The board approved supplemental contract for Brad Rendler as co-advisor of the National Honor Society and Lori Schwiderman as transportation director. The board approved a one-year limited contract for Kara Kesters. The board approved the quote of comprehensive liability and property insurance and cyber insurance policy coverage effective July 1st, 2024 with the Ohio School Plan and Stolle through Stolle Insurance in the amount of $53,533. At the conclusion of the board meeting, the Board of Education had a work session. The board, Adam Putoff and Jen Bruns, participated in a work session to start the process of developing a strategic plan for St. Henry Consolidated Local Schools. This process will consist of listening sessions from various stakeholders and developing a continuous improvement plan for the district. We look forward to working with staff, students, and the community on developing this plan. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 12th at 5 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!